USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Another drug maker is asking for emergency approval for its coronavirus vaccine. Moderna is applying to the FDA today, following the lead of Pfizer. The company says if all goes smoothly, the first shots could be given as early as December 21st. As far as side effects to any of the vaccines, former FDA Commissioner Scott Gottlieb tells CNBC,
"We don't know whether or not the vaccine just prevents signs and symptoms of COVID, which is what the trial demonstrated. People didn't get symptomatic COVID disease. Or is it also preventing some infections and making people less likely to spread the infection? Now, we assume that it's also probably preventing some infections."
The longest-serving Republican senator is back at work after battling coronavirus. Chuck Grassley returning to the Senate on Monday, 2 weeks after testing positive. The 87-year-old says he never had any symptoms. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The Trump campaign is continuing its goal for peace in the Middle East.
President Trump has sent an envoy to the Middle East to continue bringing peace and stability to the region. White House senior advisor Jared Kushner and his team will travel to Saudi Arabia and Qatar this week for talks aimed at resolving the dispute between neighboring Gulf countries. About 3 years ago, blockades of sea and airspace were enacted by Saudi Arabia against Qatar, accusing the island nation of supporting terrorism and working with Iran's dirty deeds. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
As lawmakers return to Capitol Hill this week, a new installment of COVID-19 relief is something that both sides say they want. But will it get done? Republican Congressman James Comer is not optimistic.
I think the odds of passing another stimulus in this lame duck session are slim. But I want to remind people that there's still funds that haven't been appropriated from the last stimulus bill. $3 trillion is a lot of money.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Experts from around the world are starting to discuss what the assassination of Iran's top nuclear weapons scientist means.
Following the assassination of the leading Iranian nuclear scientist on Friday, tensions are running high in the Middle East. Iranian leaders have accused Israel of orchestrating the assassination and have vowed retaliation. Former chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Admiral Mike Mullen, says the assassination is a significant event in Middle Eastern relations. He tells NBC's Meet the Press that he hopes President-elect Joe Biden will be able to calm things down in the area.
I expect this. Certainly the media is reporting that tensions are on the rise. There's an Israeli component to this, meaning Israel is, Iran is a nuclear weapon in Iran is an existential threat to Israel, and Israel will do all it can to make sure that never happens. So I'm hopeful that President-elect Biden can actually reach in and calm the waters, but I think this heightens tensions significantly.
Iranian President Hassan Rouhani has said that his country would seek revenge for the killing in due time. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
The best deals on this Cyber Monday include places like Walmart, Amazon, and Target. Meanwhile, Cyber Monday is expected to be the largest online sales day in United States history, according to Adobe Analytics. The company believes almost $13 billion could be spent in online shopping today. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.